We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's bring Harry Douglas into the show, a former star wideout at the Falcons. And, of course, on the WadeFord.com hotline, NFL analyst and all that kind of good stuff. Hey, Harry.
Kinfo.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Pretty good. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. You know, the Falcons in first place, tied for it. The Braves are in first place. You know, I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Okay, Harry, I'm going to ask you to put your coach's hat on. And I'm going to ask you, okay, you see this team playing well the way that they are. And, you know, there's a question of whether or not the quarterback position. You know, like in the NFL, you're always trying to upgrade. You're always trying to do better. If you were the coach of the Atlanta Falcons, at any point during this Falcons run this year, are you considering at this juncture to put Desmond Ridder out there on the field?
Let me say this first, though, Hugh. Because especially before Sunday's game, mm-hmm. I thought Marcus Mariota had been doing a decent job. It's just about 6 to 8 plays that make you cringe, right? Mm-hmm. And if you can eliminate those plays, then it wouldn't even be a conversation right now about should Desmond Ridder be playing or should Marcus Mariota be playing. It wouldn't even be a question.
Mm-hmm.
But reality is reality. You do have those plays. I just think right now where this team is at, I think the veteran has to stay in there currently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as time passes, when you get to probably like week 8 to 12, if Marcus haven't eliminated those mistakes, and if you feel like Desmond Ridder at this point, being a rookie, is the guy that can, you know, propel you and put you in a better position to be successful, then you consider it. Now, if for 1%, if you feel like that Desmond Ridder can't do that and he still needs more time to develop and understand this game, because we got to be honest with ourselves too now, it's not as easy for rookie quarterbacks to just come into this league and have success. There's
Agreed.
so many things that go into it, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like protections and just understanding the feel of games. It's a lot that plays into it. But for any moment between, I think, week 8 and 12, if you feel like Desmond Ridder is the guy that, you know, can help you be better and give you more wins and put the team in a position to make the playoffs and win the division, then you make that move. For any percentage that you feel like that can't happen, then you stay with Marcus Mariota.
Harry Douglas, sponsored by the MD Anderson Cancer Center, joining us this morning. Harry, a lot of talk and a lot of chatter about Arthur Smith and the imprint that he's putting on this team and how this team, with its running attack, starts to look more and more like the Tennessee Titans. You agree with that?
What have I been telling y'all since day one when Arthur Smith got the job? Nobody wanted to listen to me. Everybody just said, you know, Harry, you know him, that's your guy. No, I know football. And I know what I've seen from Arthur Smith since playing for him in Tennessee, since he was the offensive coordinator there. This run game, everything goes off the run game. And I said this year, coming to the season, this offense will only have success as far as the offensive line allows them to.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they're playing a damn good brand of football. And I want to touch on Caleb Huntley really quick, though, because I was there in the spring, you know, doing the coaching internship, and I heard with my own ears, I seen with my own eyes, Mike Petry, the running back coach, head coach Arthur Smith, Dave Ragone, the offensive coordinator, speak life into Caleb Huntley, right? They speak life into all the players, but I really specifically seen them speak life into Caleb Huntley. Give him an opportunity, and then that everything came into fruition on Sunday. It basically was a Caleb Huntley drive when they ran the ball 10 straight times and he came in and was the spark that the Atlanta Falcons needed offensively to get them out of a lull that they were in offensively.
You know what? Speaking of those two guys, Caleb Huntley and Tyler Algier, you know, Cordarrelle Patterson's going on IR right now. Do you think that those two guys can sustain our running game with Cordarrelle Patterson being out?
I believe they can. I'll even throw Avery Williams in there too.
Okay.
Right? And I think it's running back by committee. But when you look at Tyler Algier, he's a guy who's big, physical, strong, and probably has a little bit more speed than people give him credit for. Caleb Huntley's more that slasher, put one foot in the ground, boom, I'm going to kind of like a Terrell Davis type back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have Avery Williams, who does returns for you. So you know he's strong with the football. He's going to take care of it as well. So just you do it by committee. But the offensive line also understands, too, hey, you know what? We have some young guys back there. We got to be that much better, even that much more better. But then you add Marcus Mariota to the run game for real. Remember, Hugh and John, remember I told y'all that the fact that you have a quarterback that can rush the football and it gives the defense another thing to have to prepare for and honor?
Yep.
That makes a big difference in your run game. Because now they have to account for one more guy versus the guy back there being stagnant. You know what I mean? So that plays a big part in this as well, in that run game being so successful this year.
Talking with Avery Douglas about the Falcons as they go down to Tampa to face Tom Brady and the Bucs. Brady a little dinged up with that shoulder. He says he's going to be fine and going to be playing here. The Falcons and Bucs at the beginning of the year, you looked at Week 5 and looked at that game and said, well, you know, maybe we can keep it within 14 points. Now I think this team goes down there thinking, you know what? We can win this game. Harry, I mean, things have changed suddenly, and this club, speak to what it means, because Hugh's done that quite a bit and done it well, but speak to what it means when you have a belief system inside that locker room that you can go out and win a game.
It pays huge dividends because you go out there against any and everybody, and we've seen that already this year. They have been in every single game that they play. Right now, at worst, they should be 3-1. You could argue 4-0, right? But I'll give them 3-1. But that's not the reality. They're 2-2. But when they step out there on that football field, they believe they can compete and win against any and everybody. And the run game, you know, being efficient, the defense doing a lot of dynamic things defensively. You see the belief in the guys, and the guys are buying into the system and understanding. Like, you know what? We can make this thing work. We can do great things if we just follow suit. And I'm just proud of them. Being able to be there with those guys, man, and see things play out the way it's been playing out so far within the first four games, I'm excited and proud of them. And I think they're only going to get better. Now, Cordell Patterson, he's going to be out for a little bit. And is that going to hurt? Yes. But it's also another opportunity for guys to step up and make plays and make a name for themselves.
You know, 2-2, and you look at the schedule, you know, you got Tampa Bay coming up and all that other good stuff. Are we starting to adjust our expectations of this Atlanta Falcons team now? Because like that, the way that defense playing, Harry, like if we, like those plays you were talking about with the quarterback, if we can limit those MEs, hey, ain't no telling where we'll be. So are we starting to kind of change our expectations of this team right now?
I think a lot of people are. You know me, who I already had the expectations.
Yes, you did. I do know that for a fact. I thought you were crazy too, but it looked like it's starting to be, like you know what you're talking about.
But I think you see fans starting to buy in a little bit more too.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go back and say, right, you look at this Falcons team last year who didn't have enough guys on the roster to really compete, but it took week 16 before they were knocked out of the playoffs. And then you come into this year, you add some young guys, and the young guys are playing phenomenal. I got to mention D. Alford as well, Richie Grant. He's playing great football. Those two linebackers, Rashawn Evans and Michael Walker, they're balling right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing lights out. Grady Jarrett has been a man's child on the defensive line. But you see this team, man, and a sprinkle of veterans, a lot of young guys, and those young guys are holding their weight right now. You just hope that they can continue it throughout the rest of the season.
Harry, as always, do appreciate you jumping into the program. We look forward to the Falcons and the Bucs and your analysis of that. You are a great – by the way, Harry is a great follow on the Twitter, okay? At
HWC. He's having fun. At the tailgate, when he's with the ESPN crew out there doing it big, I see you, Ken Fogle.
Yeah. Harry,
that's what we had this week. We're at Kansas this week, college game day. It's no telling. I may crowd surf again, fellas. I don't know yet.
Okay, Kansas.
Kansas.
I heard that. Have fun out there then, Ken Fogle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.